Brain Menu. This is Tandy Way in Tampa, Florida. And I'm here to talk to you today about a little-known utility, although it's been under a lot of our noses for several years now. And I can testify that this utility has saved me untold hours of work, and I'd like to share that with you. It's free. And although it's readily available, it's sometimes hard to get a hold of. It's put out by Microsoft. It's available on the Microsoft site, and even with the improvements that both JFW and WindowEyes have made over the years with screen readers and working with MSAA and Internet Explorer, the Microsoft site is still a difficult one to manage, even with seasoned pros. The utility is called ERU, Error Recovery Utility. If you still have a Windows 95 CD-ROM, it is on that CD-ROM, buried deep on that CD-ROM. There is a folder called Other, and underneath Other there's one called Miscellaneous, and under Miscellaneous is called ERU. So you can see how deeply they decided to hide this program. It's comprised of four little components that all must be together in the same folder. I would recommend that you create a folder or directory, whichever word you want to use, I'll use them interchangeably here, on your drive C and call it ERU. And put these four pieces or four components in that directory. The purpose of this utility is to keep you from having to resort to doing a complete Windows install when it may not be necessary, or resorting to fall into your backup, the last backup that you made. This normally occurs when you've installed a program that the authors were not very careful about the uninstall procedure and left things behind that are detrimental to your system or cause you problems with other applications. Sometimes you've installed a program and your system was fine, and after you decided that you didn't like this program, you uninstalled it, but things were not quite the same. This is where this utility may come in handy. What ERU does is that there are 14 files that the Windows operating system, whether it be 95 or 98, it doesn't matter, but there are 14 files that it must have to function. And it will not operate without all of these four files being sound and their integrity solid. What ERU does is it takes these 14 files, assuming that your system is working the way you want it, it goes out and gathers up these 14 files that are imperative to Windows operations, compresses them, changes their file extension, and then puts them into a folder of your choice. And they're a lot smaller than they would be in their normal state. In fact, they're so small that if you want to, you can put them on a floppy. In fact, I do both. When I back up the system using ERU, I put them on a folder that I create for the purpose, and I also, in addition to that, put them on a floppy, so I have redundancy here. ERU is run from inside of Windows, but if you have to do a recovery, you must do it in the pure DOS mode. Not a DOS window, but the pure DOS mode. So if you don't have a DOS screen reader, you're out of luck, or unless you have somebody sighted to read you the prompts. Actually, that isn't totally true. I do know some people that do it without a DOS screen reader, and we'll talk about that in a minute if time permits. All right, let's get down to business. I have the utility installed on my machine. I'm using the DeckTalk with WindowEyes. I don't have a shortcut on my desktop. You could do that, I suppose, but I've just never done it. So I'm going to go to my Run box, go to the Start menu,
Start menu,
and go to the Run box.
car, menu closed, build log, custom control, dialogue, run, graphic.
Okay, I'm in the run box. Let me just make sure here.
Okay, combo,
there we go. And I'm going to type C:\eru\eru.exe.
C:\eru\eru.exe.
Enter.
Checkbox disabled. Desktop button. Next. Dialog. Emergency recovery utility. Graphic. Welcome to the Microsoft Windows 95 Emergency Recovery Utility. This utility saves the most critical configuration information and system files for later recovery and restoration. The information can be saved to a floppy disk or to a local or network drive. The information can be restored at a later time by booting from the floppy or running Earthpoint X from the directory where the information was saved. Button. Cancel.
Now this is the typical opening. It welcomes you to the program. I'm running DeckTalk a lot slower than some people do. Some people run it... and I can't deal with that. But this is a typical wizard type of a situation where you have next, back, and cancel buttons. So this gave you like a welcoming screen reminding you what this program is supposed to do.
Button, cancel.
And it always is sitting on the next button when it gets through talking.
Button, next.
So I'm going to press the next button by pressing the space bar.
Space, desktop, button, next, dialogue, emergency recovery utility, graphic, please select the driver pendant with you.
Now, it wants me to select the drive or path where I want the backup to be done. The default is drive A. It is assuming that you have a formatted disk in drive A with the DOS files, and that it's sitting in drive A. But you don't have to do that. And in this case, I'm not going to do that because I don't happen to have a floppy in my fingertips. So I'm going to tab over to where it asks me where the drive would go.
Button, back.
You see I'm on the back.
Radio button, check, drive, one.
Now I'm on a radio button. Drive A, or if I down arrow once.
Radio button, check, other directory.
Other directory, 2 of 2. Well, I'm going to put it on the hard drive, and I'm going to call it, I usually do it by my date. I'm recording this for main menu on April the 3rd. So I'm going to type, I'm in the other directory. All I'm going to do is just choose the fact that I want to use other, so I'm going to tab over to next.
Button, cancel. Button, next.
Okay, I'm on the next. Let's press the button.
Space, desktop, dialogue, emergency recovery utility, graphic. Please type in the directory in which you wish to save the emergency recovery information.
Type in the name of the directory that I want to save the information in.
Button, next.
Let me make sure I'm in the edit box.
Edit box.
Yes, I am. So, the default is let me see what...
Button, edit box, directory, see earth.
The default is C:\erd, but I don't want to use that. So I'm going to type
C:\APRIL3.
April 3. Tab over to next.
Button, next.
Okay, I'm on my next key. And now, let's see what it does here.
Space, desktop, dialog, emergency recovery utility, graphic, group box, files to be saved, but...
Now, we are in an area here where it gives you the option of what files do I want to save. Remember I told you at the outset that this saves the 14 most critical files. If you have a certain reason that you only want to back up the registry, or you only want to back up AutoExec or whatever, you could do that. I don't recommend it. That kind of defeats the whole purpose, because you don't know what file may have gotten corrupted in your process here. Now, the file extensions on all of these files are changed slightly. Instead of system.ini, when it gets through compressing, it's going to be system.i*i. Instead of autoexec.bat, it's going to be autoexec.b*t. So keep that in the back of your head, because you're going to be looking for files that don't exist if you look for the original file names. All right, it tells me that we're at a point where I have to choose which files. If I backtab, shift tab once,
custom,
there I could use my down arrow and space bar to deselect those files that I do not wish to copy. I don't want to do that. I want them all backed up. I want all 14 that are critical to the Windows operation. So let me tab over once to the next box.
But next.
Okay. We're at the point now that it is ready, willing, and able to make a backup of my system as it is April the 3rd, 2001. I'm going to press the spacebar to accept this next, and you will hear what happens.
Space, desktop, tech box.
It's pretty quick.
Desktop, dialog, emergency recovery utility, graphic, emergency recovery creation completed successfully. To restore the saved Windows configuration and system files, simply run the program Earth.exe from the command line in the directory which the files were backed up. It is recommended that you boot from the system disk, such as the Windows 95 startup disk, before starting the recovery. It is not advisable to run the recovery while in Windows. To restore, execute files disabled for Earth.exe, default button, OK button, OK.
Okay, it says that the backup was created successfully. I mean, the thing takes you by the hand. You can't go wrong, really. It tells you that you, in order to restore the system, you must boot up with a startup disk or something that has DOS on it, Windows 95 startup disk or whatever you need to use to get yourself up into DOS. And of course, this is not dealing with the issue of speech. Most of us that do any work with this have bootable disk with our speech programs on it. But however you get into DOS, then you go to the directory, in my case, C:\April3, and I type the, remember this file, this program has two sections, ERU, Error Recovery Utility, and it has a companion to it, ERD, I guess it's Error Recovery Restore or something like that. The companion program must be run from DOS, as I stated. So you go to, in my case, you go to C:\April3, from DOS, pure DOS, and you type ERD, just the letters, Echo Romeo Delta, ERD. When you do that, if you're running speech, of course, you can hear what it says. I can counsel some of you who do not have speech programs. There is a way to do it without speech, and I've done it. It's not all that hard. Now, when you run the ERD program, you're again presented with this list of programs as to which ones you want to restore. You want to restore some of them or all of them or whatever. In order to restore all of 14 programs that you just backed up, I have learned with sighted assistance that you have to up arrow twice. The first up arrow is to exit the program. The second up arrow is restore all. And then if you keep on up arrowing, you have individual programs that you deselect or select accordingly. So if I were going to restore my system at this point, I would run ERD, get the welcome message and so forth, and then I would hit my up arrow twice. You don't hear anything when you hit it in your speech. You're doing this on faith. You up arrow twice, you hit enter. If it is copying the file, if it's restoring the files from your hard drive, the restoration is done pretty quickly. Probably, depending on how fast your machine is, probably done in less than a minute. If, on the other hand, you're restoring from a floppy, it could take 2, 3, 4 minutes, depending on how quick your access time is. So that's the ERD program. It will save you a lot of time. It has saved me more times than I care to remember in the last couple of months since I discovered this program and what its application is. Since the program is so hard to get a hold of, I have made up a zip file of the program with the four components and the little text file that Microsoft gives you explaining on how to use it. I will be more than happy, since I'm on a cable, I will be more than happy to file attach it to anybody that wants it. I haven't talked to Jonathan to see if he wants to make it available or not, but I will make it available from my site. My email address is tway1. That's my first name, Tandy, or the letter T. My last name, Way, and the number 1, just the number 1. So that's tway1 at tampabay.rr.com. That's tway1 at tampabay.rr.com. Drop me a piece of email saying you'd like to have the recovery program, and I'll send it back to you as a file attachment. No problems at all. I hope this will save some of you some time, as it saved me, because I have really had a time when I've had programs that messed up my machine or did one thing or another. it was very difficult to have to face the fact that I had to pay somebody to come in and do a Windows install or worse. And this program has saved me from having to do that. Thank you all for listening. This is Tandy Way in Tampa, Florida.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen saying have a good week. We look forward to the pleasure of your company again next week.